This is the Great KX Takeover. This is when members of the community come on the air. They do their own hour of music and talk, whatever they want to do in order to raise money for our independent radio station. We've had a full day of it today, show after show after show, and the penultimate host of KX Takeover is indeed an important one. The newly appointed mayor of Laguna Beach, Steve Dichtereau. Hello, Mayor. How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for inviting me here.
Are you used to being called that yet? I mean, you were 20 years ago or whatever, but you're
let's not remember how long ago it was, but no, it never grows old.
I
just want to say I'm just really happy to be here today. I hope that people are listening and are going to dial in here and contribute. This station is so important to Laguna Beach. You know, we all love it because it's fun, it's entertaining, but it also serves a public safety purpose. And over time, and you and I have discussed this in the past, over time we're going to make that connection even stronger between the city and the radio station. And in times of emergencies, and unfortunately in Laguna we sometimes have them, this station's going to be instrumental and probably will end up saving lives. So I'm hoping that all our friends out there recognize that and realize that we've got to be supportive of this station if we're going to keep it alive.
Couldn't have said that better, man. Thank you so much, Mayor. That's very kind of you. So with that being said, this hour is focused on the entertaining part of it. So what kind of music do you have lined up?
Well, you know, that first song was probably the most obscure song of the songs that I have. I have 12 songs that I picked out. And, you know, the irony is when you all contact me and said, you know, pick between 10 and 15 songs, and you would think that the hard part is whittling it down. But when you start thinking about what are my really favorite songs, not many songs rise to that level, the songs that you just really like to hear. Now, the sad part for me was when I looked through the list afterwards, I recognized that there's probably only one song that's contemporary. Most of these are from the 60s and 70s. So I guess that shows my age. But nonetheless, those are the ones that I enjoy. And that last song, Empty Pages by Traffic, Steve Winwood doing the vocals, is a somewhat obscure song. But I just thought it had a really interesting and unique sound, and I like that entire album, John Barleycorn Must Die. But anyway, and as we move on, I think these will be songs that people will remember but probably have not heard for a while.
Okay, great. So the next one, cue us up on that.
Yeah, that's House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. I'm not sure what year, probably around 65, but Eric Burdon was the lead singer.
I think it was 68.
No, okay, we're
going
to
look it up.
No way it was 68. 64, 65, when the British invasion occurred. Eric Burdon was the lead singer. What a great voice he had. This is a song that had been around a while, but this was sort of a rock version of it, and it was the first song the Animals did that hit America and was really big. And again, I think it's got a very powerful sound to it, so I really enjoy it.
So if you want to call in, you can. 949-715.
Please come call and talk to the mayor.
5936. That's 715-KXFM. Talk to the mayor. Make a pledge to support KX93.5.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. Thank you. children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
Okay, I won the bet. Turns out the song was from 1964. You know, I do have an unfair advantage over you, of course.
You do. You were alive then.
I wasn't just alive. I remember, you know, the big thing, of course, in that era was Sunday night. You'd watch Ed Sullivan Show, and every week he was going to have on rock stars. And that was the British invasion at that time. So several weeks it was the Beatles, and then the Dave Clark Five, and then the Rolling Stones, and the Animals. It was always something. So
yeah.
But I think that song still sounds really good.
And I lost a bet with with the mayor. What does that mean? Like, what do I owe the city now? No, it does sound good. It was killer. Awesome.
Yeah. Now, this next song is Solitary Man by Neil Diamond. Now, Neil Diamond is a Jewish kid from Brooklyn, as am I. And if you listen to the lyrics, it really expresses a lot of how I was feeling when I was in college. And then I'm going to follow this up with another song that expresses more about how I feel today.
Great. Again, that's Mayor Steve Dichterow on the microphone. He's taking over this hour. We've been having community members take over our airwaves all day today and yesterday. You can still call in to support him and his show, help him win the Silver Tongue Award that we're going to give out tomorrow for the person who raises the most money. 949-715-5936. That's a tax-deductible donation to our radio station.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, but that too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl to stay and won't play games behind me, and I'll be what I am, a solid. Part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong. Solitary man, solitary man. solitary man, solitary man, solitary man.
It's a very cool hour of radio. Mayor Steve Dichtereau is in studio. I'm Tyler Russell, the founder and morning show host here at KX93.5. Steve wanted me to make sure I introduce myself to any new listeners out there.
Well, you know, Tyler, I met you first around 2012.
Yeah.
And this was still an infant in your brain at
right.
the time, and you were about 22, 23 years old. I got to tell you, folks, this guy is just a genius. I mean, he had this vision in his head, and now he's achieved it, and we're sitting atop the luxurious studios here where we can look to the north and see some bare hills in North Laguna and look straight out and see the beautiful homes that are right above us here. It's just an incredible location. But, folks, we need you to contribute. We've got to keep this station alive, and it's not going to stay alive unless we all pull together and contribute. So please start calling in and make those contributions. So we're going to go to another song now.
Which I can't believe is on your playlist, but I'm ready for
it's
your explanation.
It's my only contemporary song. It's a song. Well, the song before Solitary Man, which kind of speaks for itself, and this was a guy who was, you know, going through some tough things and not so happy, and I sort of felt that. I have felt that way at times in my life. This next song is Firework by Katy Perry, and it's a rather contemporary song, and I really like it. I don't know if you've ever seen the video for it.
I have, yes.
But it's just got such a very powerful and strong message. I mean, this is somebody who's telling people to love who they are and to celebrate their lives and not pay attention to what maybe sometimes the world will say about them. And I've got to tell you, I know this is going to sound absolutely insane, Tyler, but, you know, if I could be any person on the planet, then if I couldn't be myself, it would be Katy Perry. Now, think about it. Think about it. Wait a minute. She's young, you know.
First of all, that's good. Okay, yeah.
She's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
She's extraordinarily successful.
Uh-huh.
She's probably made close to $100 million by now. But more than that, I think that she is a genuinely good person. And when you listen to her music and see what she does, she's all about joy and happiness. And her mission, and I think she would tell you she has this. I mean, I think her mission in life is not only entertain, but to make people feel good about themselves. When you listen to this song and her song Eye of the Tiger, I mean, she's got a theme and a message there. And I think she takes her role seriously, which is she is a role model to a lot of young people. And I think she takes that seriously. And I'm proud of her. And, and I'm proud to be playing this song.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby you're a firework, come on show 'em what you're worth, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Just on the night.
you shoot across the sky.
I sure hope that all the people listening that are my age or so were at home were dancing to that, because unfortunately that's the only dance song that I have amongst all the songs. But now that they've gotten their exercise for the day, somebody from my generation has got to have some Stones and Beatles on there.
So yeah, I'm glad we're recovering with Stones and Beatles. Yeah.
So the next song is going to be Brown Sugar from the Rolling Stones. I just like the sound of it. It's nothing about the lyrics in particular, but I just always enjoyed that song. It's one of my favorite Stone songs, and there are a number of others that are going to be more similar to this following song, which we'll talk about afterwards. But then they would be too much alike. So I think this gives one side of the Stones, and the next one will give the other side.
Looks like we got a caller, Steve. So you want to take them?
Absolutely.
See what's going on?
All right, hello caller. You're live on the radio.
Yeah, this is Marion from the Art of Fitness, and I am busting up laughing in my car thinking I need to donate money to anybody who's willing to say that they would be Katy Perry. I mean,
especially if it's if it's the mayor of our town.
The mayor of our town. I think that is just awesome. Katy Perry.
I'm just disappointed.
Thank you. Thank you for the smile you put on my face.
I thought you were going to say you pulled over and danced through the rest of the song.
I almost ran around the station and gave him a hug. I'm like, what? I love that comment. So I'll add a little more money into the pot, and thank you so much for that insightful information about our mayor.
Marion, I can't believe you're adding more money after what you've already done today for us. So thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Marion from Art of Fitness had her own show this morning and is listening now to our mayor and is donating more. So hold on to the line. I'll be right back with you, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Marion.
Gold Coast.
was Brown Sugar by the Stones. The next song is going to be Painted Black. Now, if you know anything about the Stones, there is no song that could be more quintessentially Rolling Stones than Painted Black. Now, there are a few others from that same time period, Under My Thumb, Sympathy for the Devil?
Sympathy for the Devil, yeah.
Yeah, Sympathy for the Devil. But I think Painted Black, I mean, that is just, even the title is the Stones. So I've always really enjoyed that song, so that's why I put it on the list.
It's KX Takeover. That's Mayor Steve Dictorow. I'm Tyler Russell. You can call in and make pledges to donate to his hour, 949-715-KXFM.
Never to come back. Go turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Well, Tyler was just telling me how his parents brought him up on classic rock, and part of the genesis of this station was a blending of the generations and classic rock combined with the newer stuff from today. But you know what, folks? If we don't contribute, the station won't continue to exist. So please be calling in your pledges. I simply have not had enough phone calls from all of you, so please be calling in now. We're moving on to the next song.
And let's give them the number, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
949-715-KXFM to benefit Mayor Steve Dictorow's hour.
And for those who are on their cell phones, That KXFM is 5936. So it's 949-715-5936. We're going to move on to a couple of Beatles songs. The first one's Eleanor Rigby, which it's not about the melody. It really is about the lyrics. And it's really interesting because it's not at all a love song. And from that era where everything tended to be that way, this is starting to get the influence of what's going on in the world. And this is Observations of Ordinary and Common People.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. For all the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care, all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
I want to give a big thank you to my good friend Katie Moss, who just dialed in and donated $50 to the station. And Katie, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Our next song is another Beatles song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. This is a George Harrison song. And I really hadn't noticed it all that much until I started watching our very own Jason Fetty with his cover band.
Yeah.
And they do a great version of this. And a lot of people don't know on the original version, which we're about to listen to, the guitar solo is actually not George Harrison. It's actually Eric Clapton. It's just that in those days, you didn't give credit to other musicians who came in and helped you out. And so it's only been relatively more recently discover that Clapton was the one who did that. When I say recent, it's not that recent. But anyway, but what's interesting, I think Jason's guitarist does an even better version than Clapton does.
Here we go.
Talk.
Okay, we are now down to my favorite Final Four. And this is Steve Dichterow, mayor of Laguna Beach, hoping that you're listening and enjoying the songs that I picked for you and hoping that you'll call in and make some donations and help keep this station in Laguna Beach. The next song is going to be from the Moody Blues, Knights in White Satin. And Moody Blues, when I was in college, was my favorite group. I just thought they had so much depth to them. And frankly, Knights in White Satin is kind of a more superficial song, one of their first. They got better as time went on. But when I was thinking of the Moody Blues, if there's any one song that I felt really represented their sound, it was this. So that's why I chose it.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end. And I love you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to have to get everybody out of the room now. We had about 20, 30 people in here. We're all singing to that song, just having a great time. I'm going to move on to a song that probably most of you have not heard of before. You've heard of Carly Simon. It's one of her songs. It's a song called Jesse. And I just think it's I love the melody, but just as importantly, the lyrics are brilliant. And I won't comment any more on that other than to say I hope people listen to it because it's a wonderful expression of something without saying it explicitly.
Here we go. Carly Simon, Steve Dictros here doing KX Takeover. Still time, some time to call in your pledges. 715-5936.
Oh, mother, say a prayer for me. Jesse's back in town. It won't be easy. Don't let him near me. Don't let him touch me. Don't let him please me. Jesse, I won't cut fresh flowers for you. No, Jesse. And I won't make the wine cold for you. No, Jesse. I won't change the sheets for you.
Jesse, I'll always cut fresh flowers.
Well, Tyler, I'm down to my final two songs, but that last song is classic struggle internally between your head and your heart. Hmm. So I just love that song. Next song is Society's Child by Janis Ian from, I guess, towards the late 60s. She was only 15 years old when she wrote this song. Just pure brilliance. And this song was, you know, somewhat controversial in its day. Today it doesn't seem so much, but listen to the words and you'll see what I mean. You know, Tyler, when you listen to those lyrics, you realize how lucky we are to live in Laguna Beach.
How far we've come.
How far we've come, and what a wonderful place Laguna is, where tolerance is a prime value. And that song, although it was a lot about race, Janis Ian, as it turned out, is gay. Hmm. And so for me, it's about that as well. And
yeah.
I just think it's a wonderful song. And now we're coming to my single favorite song of all time.
Yeah.
The original version of Hallelujah by its writer and creator, Leonard Cohen, who was originally a poet, who then turned to music as well. And I just think it's a remarkable song, hard to understand, but the lyrics are incredible. The music is incredible. My daughter did a slideshow a few years ago about 9/11, used this as the backdrop, and it's a great song.
Well, this is going to close us out, so I want to thank you, Steve, Mayor Steve Dictorow, for doing an hour of excellent radio with you, and we want to continue inaugurating every mayor each year by doing an hour on KX Takeover. So,
well, next year it'll be Tony Eisman, and I look forward to that.
Yeah, Tony will do a great show. Last year we had Vava, this year Steve, next year Tony. So, Mayor, thank you so much for doing this. We'll close you out now with Hallelujah. The folks from NextGen are next to do one more hour of KX Takeover today.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?